Good morning. Welcome to Grandin S.A.'s conference call to disclose and analyze the results of the second quarter of 2018. We would like to inform you that this conference call will be held in Portuguese with simultaneous translation into English. At this point, all participants are connected in listen-only mode, and later we will start the Q&A session when instructions for you to participate will be provided. If you need any support during the conference call, please request assistance from an operator by typing star zero. Let me remind you that this conference call is being recorded and will be made available at ri.grandin.com.br. The main officers of Grandin are here, who will also be available to take any questions you may have. Rudimar Dall'Onder, Chief Executive Officer, Gelson Luiz Rossirola, Executive Vice President, and Francisco Schmidt, Chief Financial Officer and IRO, as well as the company's top management team. We would like to inform you that the press release of the second quarter of 2018 is available on the website ri.grandin.com.br in Portuguese and English versions. Before proceeding, I would like to clarify that any forward-looking statements made in this conference call about the company's business prospects and operating financial estimates are mere forecasts based on management's expectations regarding the company's future. These expectations are highly dependent on market condition, the country's overall economic performance, the industry and international market performance as well. I would now like to turn the conference over to Mr. Francisco Schmidt, CFO and IRO of the company. Mr. Schmidt, you may proceed. Good morning. Thank you for attending another Grandin's conference call to discuss our results. We'd like to remind you that we have added a file to this to the website regarding the conference call, and it brings a summary of the information that we are going to present. I do not intend to repeat the numbers already included in the press release and the conference call presentation, but rather call your attention to the points that we consider relevant for the quarter so as to better understand the long-term prospects as well as our current scenario. As usual, before discussing the company's performance, I would like to draw your attention to the distribution of dividends. Following the current dividend payout policy, the management proposed the distribution of results at referendum for the second quarter of 2018 to be paid as anticipated dividends based on the decision of the general meeting that approved the accounts for the financial year of 2018. Dividends will be paid as of August 22nd, 2018. Shareholders holding common shares of Grandin enrolled in the company's records on August 6, 2018, the cutoff date, will be entitled to receive the amount ex dividends as of August 7, 2018. Regarding the performance of the company in the second quarter, again, we are moving against the market trends. We have increased the number of sales, the number of pairs sold in the domestic market in the second quarter, despite a drop in the Brazilian consumption of footwear that we estimated to be of about 3% in the first half of the year. So again, Grandin has increased its market share in footwear. In the domestic market, we have observed a good growth in volume of products branded Ipanema, which is favored by softer temperatures in the southern region of the country, which on the other hand has also contributed to reduce the average gross revenue per pair in the domestic market by 1.8%. Clube Melissa is also a highlight. It expanded its franchise network to 275 stores 9 of them of Mini Club, Melissa. This is a new format that has generated good evolution expectations. As to exports in the first quarter of 2018, as we had mentioned before, we had a smaller volume due to major exports that took place in the fourth quarter of 2017. And now in the second quarter of 2018, exports had been negatively impacted by the transportation strike. And we ended the first half of the year with a drop in the volume of exported pears of 4.9%. Still, this drop was lower than the reduction in Brazilian exports in footwear, which was of 6.7%, leading to a higher share of our exports in the total Brazilian exports number, especially in Latin America, that depends mainly on highways. So these were the one mostly affected by the truckers' strike. These results were achieved amidst several events that affected business overall and that have prevented a greater growth of Grandin. These events, all of them, were unexpected. The truck drivers' strike, as I have mentioned before, has interrupted the shy recovery we were observing in consumption in Brazil, and although it has not affected significantly our production, we consider that it affected retailers' sellout rate, and they had higher stock levels because they didn't sell during the strike days, and also the level of stocks they had in transit because they were held in the blocks, in the highways. We have also observed a devaluation of the Brazilian real in that period favoring the revenue in export, although the exported volumes in the second quarter are seasonably low. So the exchange variation favors the export that will take place in the second quarter. Also, the political uncertainty because elections are closed, the drivers' strike, and also the commercial and the trade war between China and the U.S., and tensions between Iran and North Korea, including also the foreign exchange volatility caused by the reasons I've just mentioned, all of that has contributed to an increase in prices of several inputs and raw materials, including our products, which has affected our gross margin, which has dropped by 1% in the past quarter compared to the second quarter of 2017. So dyes, pigments, plasticizing oils, and freight were among some of the inputs that have increased their prices the most. On the other hand, the central bank has confirmed the maintenance of the interest rates in low levels, which affect our financial results negatively. Usually, we expect low interest rates to stimulate the economy and by increasing demand and reduce unemployment, but this has not happened yet. When we analyze the financial results, we would like to remind you that we do not use hedge accounting policies, so there may be an accounting mismatch between recognition of revenue and expenses related to changes in the exchange rate, as it happened in the second quarter. Since usually second quarters are periods when we have the lowest level of activity due to the natural seasonality of this industry, it's very common that future contract sales are much higher than products actually shipped in the period, but not greater than products that will be shipped in the second half of the year. In June 30th, 2018, Grandin had a balance of $75.5 million sold at BMF, 1,510 contracts. Just for illustration purposes, in the second half of 2017, we exported more than $100 million. That is, the volume of contracts sold is even modest when compared to the amount that the company exports in the second half of the year. In this quarter, the result of exchange operations was a loss of 23.9 million reais when compared to the positive results of 2.5 million reais we had in the second quarter of 2017. These figures can be checked in the slide 11 of our presentation, or at the company's website, where you can see the detailed financial results of the company. You can there see the amount related to exchange operations and the part related to interest rates. So the financial results dropped from 59.3 million reais in the second quarter of 2017 to 19.8 million reais in the second quarter of 2018. Out of this drop of 39.6 million, 26.4 million, which accounts for 67%, are related to hedge operations. With results like that, the operating cash generation in the first half of 2018 was 397.3 million reais, raising our net cash to 1.8 billion reais and the gross cash to 1.9 billion, which accounts for an 8.5% increase and 8% increase respectively when compared to December 31st, 2017. We hold the expectation that we will have a similar scenario this year when we expect volumes to be recovered at levels likely to be higher than last year's. Although the market is expected to grow not so much, we still expect it to grow, but this has not happened yet because in the footwear industry, again, we experienced a drop in the market, which would be a fifth consecutive year of footwear consumption drop. Our policy will continue to be to focus on the preservation of our margins and where possible on achieving the higher absolute results. These were the comments that I had to make, and I'm open to any questions you may have.
Ladies and gentlemen, we can start now Q&A session. In order to ask a question, please push star 1. To remove your question, dial star 2. Our first question comes from Thiago Santos, shareholder. Hello? Go ahead, Thiago. Santiago is my name, actually, but my question, Mr. Schmidt, is you emphasize financial results, and you mentioned that 67%, 77% on this quarter was due to the hedge account. The hedge effect, it does not come from hedge policy by the company. It has the reasons. Since we go beyond and we see the first half, we see that the participation of the hedge is lower in this effect on this exchange variation. What does this mean? That on the second half, there is a reduction in the gain with financial applications. This is not recurrent, only if we believe that the political environment is going to be stable after the elections, that the reforms will come. We do not see high interest like this historic ones that would lead Grandin to earn a lot with financial applications. Return on net assets like we had in 2017, in this first half, 19%. In the second quarter, due to seasonality and the effect of the operational part, 13%. And this year, we have 14% in the second quarter, 8% in the second quarter. So 5 percentage points drop. What does this mean? We're going to have most likely a drop in return on investment on a shareholder's return by the end of the year. And that will enter into a collision line with that presentation that you always provide by Grindin that I think is excellent, that shows ROI growing 24% a year since 2005. So I ask, maybe if there's no possibility of investing in new plants that will have a large return, if there's no way to buy a plant like that, I know that the resources, if they were distributed, they should be taxed, but shouldn't we make the math and decide whether it makes sense to have this huge cash, because you're not going to finance with $1.17 billion in $700 million. You must go towards optimizing capital a little bit more. This is my question. Santiago, you were right. The drop in interest is a recurrent drop, and it should persist for some time at least. And it's only natural that the return will also drop. The spread in any business that any business achieves on interests, somehow it has its borders, it has limits, so it should, our return on that asset should drop, considering less interest. The issue of making the math, I can assure you that every quarter this is analyzed and is thought, considered, how we should best use our cash, if it's valid to distribute by dividend or not, considering taxes, not only present but also future. So we do have taken this into account. And this hedge issue that you have commented actually it's a mismatch, an accounted mismatch, because if it's hedge operation, we're saying it is, it means that we have requests from the other side that are suffering an exchange variation that's equal and opposite to the one from the stock market. So this issue of dropping interest, you are right. You are also right in relation to investing in capacity. Actually, we have nowadays a capacity of 250 million of pairs a year. Last year, we made around 170 million pairs, and this year it's going to be more. But we still have room to invest, to grow if we invest. We have invested more in technology, new processes, automation, 4.0 industry, and this type of thing. In order to be more efficient, since the demand is not growing in the country, and the foreign market, where there is a more possibility of growth, we have other difficulties, many barriers. That has improved a little bit, but it has not been solved. And customers' loans, we have financed our clients in accounts receivable. It varies from 600 to 800 million. But this has also been considered. In the cash we have, we consider this, and we don't believe it's going to grow, especially because demand's not growing. So that's the summary of it, to look towards what rentability this cash can have and the taxes we have to pay to distribute them. And this is a math we do always. I cannot tell you that it's going to change or not change. This year, our policy is of distributing as dividends the earnings that did not come from incentives, And in February of each year, we review, we reanalyze this policy and see how it's going to progress or change. And we're going to repeat this year in February when we disseminate the results. On February 14, we're going to discuss dividends as we do every year. Okay, thank you. Next question comes from Alcibizora. Good morning, Schmidt. Congrats for your results once again. I believe a lot on what you have been doing and what in your policies. My question has more in relation that we are finishing 2018 almost, and we are finishing a 10-year cycle. Your plan brought excellent results. Probably it's going to be a little bit lower than the expected margin. And I'd like to know if there is any perspective of a new plan. This will guide us as shareholders because we've been following your work. This is my question. Thank you. Those that follow us have been following us for longer. You probably remember that in 2008, when we gave the 10-year guidance, it was after elections. And nowadays, again, we are just before the elections, and there are many uncertainties in the air. What we said in the beginning of the year is that at the end of this year, when we close this 10-year period, we're going to evaluate whether we're going to go on with the guidances or not. In that period, 2008, the company had a few years behind, so it was not connected. There were few companies listed on that sector, so we didn't understand that there was a need of having guidance. After the 2008 crisis, many companies that provided guidance and no longer did that because they were surprised. We maintained ours. Now we have to reassess by the end of the year and see whether it still makes sense or not. Okay, thank you for your answer.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to remind you that if you want to ask a question, please enter star 1. We have now closed the question and answer session. I would like to give the floor to Mr. Francisco Schmidt for his final remarks. I would like to thank you all once again. Thank you for attending our conference call. Grandin's conference call is completed. Thank you for your participation. Have a good day, and thank you for using Chorus Call.